And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 242. News on DC Comics Rebirth. I am Chris Mosby.
At least it's not DC Comics Afterbirth. No, yes. It's Rebirth. Yes. Yeah, that's good. I'm Caleb.
That's all right. A whole nother podcast. Yeah.
Blah. Blah. It's all natural. Okay, sorry. It's good. It is? Huh? Totally. You gotta get it out.
Okay. Ew. I'm so sorry. That's all my fault.
Yeah, that went real weird, didn't it?
It's just natural. So it's part of life.
Who is that?
It's part of life. It's Murray.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that then. Okay. Yeah. So we are
not my life.
You just afterbirth it, plant a tree. It's all very good.
Boy. Goodness.
Maybe it's not the afterbirth. Maybe it's the placenta. Maybe that's what you plant a tree in.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know. We didn't do any of that hippie stuff, but I've heard people do.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Oh, my.
We looked into it, and it was effing expensive because it wasn't covered by insurance. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. It's like, wow. Just give her whatever comes out. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. No. No, we want to charge you extra money for that.
Gotcha.
Wow. That's lovely. Okay, well, as the title
says, next week on.
As we had mentioned previously, we were going to cover DC Comics Rebirth news. This isn't a reboot, though. That's one of the things they said, and I can kind of see now that that's exactly, that seems to be right to me. And I'm excited about it. And we're going to talk about it. I actually watched the entire news conference. I did not read. I just found they had a Q&A for the press only. And that's where some of the quotes I had seen in other places. There's a list of them here. We can go through those too. But, all right, who wants to start?
Well, first of all, I want to know, how is it press only if it's broadcast over the internet?
Well, I don't know. I think what it was is only press, because the press conference actually had fans in it. They showed the audience, and so, and then I guess only press was at it, they knew they were going to broadcast it. They just didn't broadcast it online. And this on Newsarama, there is a live blogging thing on here, answering questions answers to questions that were asked by the press. Yeah, it says that the live stream at fan event WonderCon may have concluded, but Newsarama is continuing to learn more about the summer relaunch in a press-only Q&A session with DC executives. Follow live along with that event below. We can talk about that after we get through, because the very first question is about Legion of Superheroes. Yes. Let's get that out of the way. John
Legion
said,
of what?
Yes, exactly. John said specifically that there is a, quote, larger story to tell about the Legion of Superheroes. And hope to God he's the one that does it, because he's been good on the Rebirth. I watched the news conference. And it, though Dan Didio and Jim Lee came out first. It was obviously Jeff Johns' show. Towards the end, I mean, I could tell that some of the things that were being said, Didio wasn't his bubbly self. Apparently, it was corporate's idea, but Johns is taking it and running with it. And Didio had made the quote about, he's not even telling us what's going on. So, a couple of things that's making me happy. One of the very first things that they mentioned, they said Nightwing several times. Nightwing's back. Dick Grayson's going to be Nightwing again. And he's back into the blue and black costume. And apparently they had an argument about that, and John's won. That was what the head said. That was the thing that's like...
I fought the Johns and the Johns won.
And let's see, what else was it? Terry McGinnis is going to be... They're going to have a Batman Beyond book. Terry McGinnis is back. Didn't say the circumstances among that. We've all got links. Shall we get into the... Who wants to go first? We get into the details?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Which link are we using? You use IGN?
Well, I'm going either way. So, first of all, I just want to say clearly Geoff Johns is a fan of Marvel Comics, because it looks like they're doing this the same way that Marvel did the Secret War stuff, which is just feeding stuff out and, you know, whenever the hell they feel like it. There's no... You know, they've got Rebirth. First of all the books get their own Rebirth issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get their new number one, or in the case of Action,
and it's Detective.
Reboot back up to, and Detective, they're going back to their... Now, I don't know, are they going back to the number pre-New 52, or are they including the New 52 numbers?
I would assume they're doing, because Marvel has done the same thing. I don't know 100% sure, but I got the impression that they were going to include all those other issues.
So they're adding the two numbers together. Okay, which is, yes, I think, cool, because that means that we'll get to see Action Comics hit 1,000.
Yes.
It's at 957 of this rebirth.
Yes. that was something Dan Jurgens is on Action, and that's something that he mentioned when they brought it up, that he'll get to see it to the number 1,000.
Good for him.
What was the other
There's somebody thing? Who deserves it. Good.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Everything is going to be $2.99.
For how long?
Well, they were very...
I'll bet you the price difference that it doesn't last till the end of the year.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. But
I bet it'll last longer.
Because...
Really?
Okay, I guess... Yeah. It was...
Is that American or Canadian?
Didio had come in and apparently come into John's office and said, we want to do this. End everything at 52 and then start everything over. And then that's when he, you know, jumped in and said, and the whole rebirth thing, he's harkening it back to the Green Lantern rebirth and the Flash rebirth. And it's all about legacy. The legacy is the thing that they went away from, and
okay, he says that, but then his Flash Rebirth was all about dismantling legacy.
This is my thoughts. If you go to YouTube and watch the thing and watch how Didio and Lee act, I think a lot of everything that's happened up to this point has been one or both of them's baby, and Johns hasn't had that much say in it. Maybe one or two titles. I think it's the other way around now. And those two wanted to do hasn't worked. And like Didio had said, he isn't.
Which is why there's no Wildstorm.
Exactly. Somebody made a comment about that. Somewhere, and how they're completely locked out. What was I going to say? But yeah, John. I mean, this is John's baby, Geoff Johns' baby.
Maybe, but he's playing the game just as much as the other two ever did. Because he's trying to make Rebirth a thing, and it worked for Green Lantern, and it embraced the history. It didn't really work for Flash, and it totally didn't embrace the history. It put Barry Allen back for sure,
mm-hmm.
but it ditched Wally West. Like, he was kicked to the curb. There was no embracing that legacy.
Yeah,
that was just get the kid out of there, get the Silver Ager back, and we'll forget right. about Jay Garrick too.
But you got to remember, though, that's still when I think they had influence. And we both, all of us have read, and they made a comment about this in this Q&A session as well, that, you know, I think he was writing somewhat what he was told to write. And editorial was running things so micromanaging that how many creators have got so pissed off that they wouldn't ever work with DC again? I mean,
not for Flash Rebirth, though. This was like,
well, I know, Flash Rebirth
happened years before anything else.
Yeah, I know, but
like, Flash Rebirth was an afterbirth. Not to bring it full circle, but Flash Rebirth did turn into an afterbirth. I mean, it was a failure of a story, and it wasn't well told, and mm-hmm. the art was half-assed, and whatever. But you're right; he is trying to own that concept of rebirth, sort of in the vein of Crisis or Secret Wars, exactly. or you know, trying to give it a branding.
Yeah,
which is fine, which is good if they want to rebirth and bring back legacy stuff. I'm all for that, for yeah. sure.
So, I mean, if you look at the Rebirth number one cover, I mean, it's got a Crisis look to it. There's some hand coming out of the sky and all the other
heroes. Is the hand attached to anything? Is it a dismantled hand?
I don't know.
A hand? Because then you know involved.
You guys need to watch it. It's a long press conference, but you guys need to watch it because it made me excited.
Podcast now.
I mean, it made me excited. So okay, let me go over how do we want to do this. We want to do the recap, go through the titles and who's on them or what.
Yeah. Let's just go through the titles and see who's on them. And
okay, let's see.
Give them two or three lopped heads or not.
Okay. One thing also, the DC Universe Rebirth special is 80 pages, and it's only going to be $2.99.
That's sweet.
So
did you see the art team on this puppy? Oh my god.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
Yvonne Riche, Phil Jimenez, Ethan Van Sciver,
and Gary Frank.
He's still awesome. And Gary Frank.
Okay, so here we go, and this is in...
Frank of the Funky Eyeballs.
Yeah, this is when their stuff's coming out. So we got, this is their list, creative teams. Yeah, they had two titles that had no details to it, which it should be interesting. Okay, you got, this starts in June, actually May 25th. May 25th. The one shot DC Universe Rebirth special. Jeff Johns, writer, and we already said who the artists are. So then we start out.
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. That's fine.
When is
Free Comic Book Day?
Second May Saturday in May.
Something.
Oh, okay. I'm just surprised they didn't do that as a free comic book. But okay, sorry.
Well, let's see. Wait a minute. Well, they might not have had it ready in time. I have a feeling this is somewhat recent.
Check out the Facebook postings for Phil Jimenez and
That's true.
And Vin Skyver. I've been looking at those past couple months, and they've been talking about redesigning mm-hmm. characters for a couple months now. I don't follow Yvonne Riche or Gary Frank anywhere, so I don't know, but I assume they have been as well.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
Ethan Van Sciver got his Facebook page hijacked.
Good. he can draw like a maniac, but he's also a...
Yeah, it seems like I remember that. Okay, so starting action. Okay, June 8th, and Action will be coming out twice a month. So we got Action number 957 twice a month with Dan Jurgens, Patrick Zercher, Tyler Kirkham, and what was that? Steven Segovia. Apparently,
well, I loved him in those action flicks. Steven Segovia. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. This is an interesting look thing they're doing. I guess Luthor is going to put on some kind of battle armor and then call himself the Superman in Metropolis. I don't really quite get what they're doing here, but I'm going to read it, you know, whatever. We just lose somebody?
Nope.
Oh, no, I got some kind of contact request from somebody. I don't know who it is.
I think my interest level's meaty. I'm lukewarm on this, but I am very excited that a comic book is going to reach 1,000. A mainstream comic is going to reach 1,000.
That's cool.
Because I know what is it?
You cut out when you said that. What?
He's gone. He's dropped.
Oh, we've lost.
He's on Krypton. He's in the Phantom Zone.
I'm here.
You are. Oh.
Okay. So what did you say? You cut out.
I cut out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me.
Oh. Oh. I'm back. Okay. I was just saying that I'm excited to see a comic book reach 1,000 since only Sonic the Hedgehog, I think, has gotten that far to this point.
Okay. That was the part I didn't hear. The Sonic the Hedgehog part.
Sorry.
Okay. So. Then we'll have Aquaman Rebirth number 1. It'll be June 8th, the same day. That'll be with Dan Abnett, Brad Walker, Jesus Marino, and Phil Briones. I assume that's how you say his name. And then his Aquaman number 1 will come up June 22nd.
I'm excited for Aquaman again.
Yes. Dan Abnett said he was going to build on what Johns had done and made Aquaman cool, and I guess the restaurant that he went to eat some fish, he takes Mara there for the first time, so that should be interesting. And then the thing that surprised
I was just going to say, Abnett's been knocking it out of the park.
Has he? I haven't read it in a long time.
With Earth 2, Earth 2 is actually good, and the stuff that he did for Secret Wars was really good. Titans Hunt has been really fun to follow.
That is actually sowing seeds for this Rebirth right now, because one of the titles is going to be Titans with all those characters, and Abnett's going to be writing it. We'll get to that.
Yay!
All right, June 1st is Batman Rebirth number 1, and you're going to have Tom King and Scott Snyder writing with Mikael Janin in it on the art. And then this part I didn't really care for, but you're going to get Tom King with David Finch, Mikael Janin, on the new Batman starting June 15th. Now, hopefully that he can keep the pace up. Interesting.
Well, cover. They're alternating art duties, right? So he's.
I think they're doing that with all of them.
Probably. But I mean, he did okay on Wonder Woman. I think he kept fairly regularly on a monthly schedule for Wonder Woman.
I have no idea.
A couple of fill-ins there.
With the writer, so.
Well, that's true.
That might have made it easier. But I mean, if they're alternating storylines or he's only doing part of an issue each time, it's maybe doable.
Now,
and then they'll throw a fill in there every once in a while. And
if you look at the cover of Batman number 1, you see they did a redesign on the symbol just a touch. It's the black bat with a kind of a yellow border on it. Jim Lee admitted that they went too far with the redesign on the costumes. That was his exact words.
Well, you know what? It's probably better to have a variety of people working on the costumes anyway, just because no matter how good you are, I think your costumes are in there's going to be a sameness to them, even if you're designing for billions and billions. You know what I mean? Like, it's better to just have different people create the costumes anyway, unless you want, like, a look of uniforms and you want everyone to have.
I think that's what they were going for when they did.
Pockets and shoulder pads?
Yeah. I think that's what they were going for when they did New 52 as a uniform look. And they were pushing heavily Jim Lee's talent, which, I mean, I don't really see what the big deal is about him. He's great. But, I mean, you know.
He likes collars.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so June 8th, we have... Yeah, they kind of got this slightly out of order, but whatever. Detective Comics...
This is Detective Rebirth?
Hmm?
What? It doesn't look like there's a Detective Rebirth.
No, I don't think... Well, they said all of them were, but I'm not really sure all of them are going to... Well, they're not doing the Rebirth for Action and Detective because they're getting their real original numbering. That makes sense. So Detective Comics number 934, you get that James Tynion the fourth, Mr. Scott Snyder's protege, which, I mean, he was doing stuff for other companies. But this is going to be interesting. This is going to be a team book. Okay? And they described it as Batman Boot Camp. You're going to have Batman and Batwoman running a training camp for budding superheroes, basically, of their kind. Clayface is in the team. They said, well, we're not going to tell you what's going on with him. That will come up later. But
that's got to spin out of Batwoman. Wasn't he a supporting character when Batwoman ended?
I don't know. I haven't read Batwoman.
You
don't have
to think he was towards the end there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, the coolest thing here, if you're looking at the cover, Red Robin is in the original Robin colors, and there's an RR on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
You got the chick down towards the bottom is Cassandra Cain. Don't know what her name's going to be yet.
Thank you.
They said that's who they said it was. And, of course, you got Spoiler. Now, and all this is spinning out of the Batman and Robin Eternal, apparently, which now I'm going to have to take up and start reading again.
Don't.
Okay. Is that that bad? But apparently that's what this is coming from. Okay. I thought it was.
It's so mediocre. It's painful.
I think I bought maybe 7 issues and only read 4, so... If that, but that's going to be, Eddie Barrows and Alvaro Martinez. And looking through this, I think it's exactly what they're going to do to keep up speed. And I don't remember which one it is, but one of them, it's the Wonder Woman comic, is actually going to tell 2 different stories. We'll get to that simultaneously because of the 2 different artists will. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, another in June, Flash Rebirth number 1, Josh Williamson, Carmine DiGiacomarino, I don't know how to say that. Even the artist can't say his name right. They made a joke about that. Neil Gouge, which is really interesting. I don't know if I really understand the concept of what he's going, but apparently this guy's a big fan that's been trying to get into comics for a while. They talked about that. And he finally sent something that John just loves. That's where this is coming in. I guess the story is starting in where there's some kind of speed force storm and speed force lightning hitting all these random people and making them speedsters. And then Flash is dealing with that, and I guess one of them turns into a killer and they're calling him Godspeed. So that's what that's going to be about. But anyway, I'm going to read Flash again. You got Green Arrow Rebirth with Ben Percy, Otto Schmidt, and Juan Ferreira. Flash is going to be twice a month.
Boy, that's fast.
Yeah, it is. Green Arrow is coming back, and they're giving him the goatee. Everybody clapped at that. You're going to have a Rebirth number 1 and then a Green Arrow number 1 about 2 weeks later. Ben Percy, Otto Schmidt.
That book has blown chunks lately.
Yeah.
That book is so bad.
They are going to Black Canary and him meet for the first time. That's the big thing on that. So you got Green Lantern's Rebirth one shot, June 1st. Now, that's going to have the 2 Green Lanterns that they kind of brought up and kind of let them fall. It's going to be that Jessica chick from that got the power ring from Earth 3. And then Simon Baz or whatever.
Boz.
They're going to be the new Green Lanterns of 2814. But they're rookies, of course. So that's they're going to be their story. It should be interesting. That will be twice as much as well, starting June 15th with Green Lanterns number 1 with Sam Humphries, Rob Soroka, and Adrian Seoff, as we've heard before.
Who's Sam Humphries? Help me out here.
Sam Humphries, he wrote, he's doing stuff for Marvel right now. I think he was the one that did the Legion comic. What else has he done? I'm trying to think.
He done a couple
of real cool alternate universe things at Boom. That was the first thing I read of his. Here, we're going back. I'm going to, yes. Our Love is Real. He's the one that did that. Sacrifice. He did some Fraggle Rock, apparently. Yeah, he did that Higher Earth thing. Yeah, his blog is way behind. He did some Avengers, it looks like. Going through. Anyway, yeah. His Tumblr is so updated, it's from 2013. Okay, let's see. So, they weren't there during this thing, but you're going to have, and I'm happy about this. Superman Rebirth number 1, the Superman comic, that'll come out June 1st. Superman comic will restart with number 1 twice a month with Peter J. Tomasi and Pat Gleason doing the writing, and Doug Monkey and Pat Gleason doing the art. And anybody that's read Batman and Robin comic back before they canceled it, that they're a great team. So I'm looking forward to that book.
What's up, Murray? Hold on, Murray. What were you gonna say?
What were you gonna say?
It sounds like a solid, good, solid team.
That's gonna be fun, because those guys are great together in that other book. That'll be twice a month. Titans Rebirth number 1, that'll come out June 15th with Dan Abnett and Brett Booth. I guess the next one will come out later. They don't have the actual Titans number 1 listed.
It's coming out, in the fall, I think.
Yeah, June 15th, okay. That's when the Rebirth number 1 will happen, but they're building on stuff that happened in... They're kind of already started their arc with the Titans Hunt. I'm a couple issues behind on that.
I'm so glad that Dan Abnett is back in mainstream comics. I know he did some stuff for IDW, but this is...
He's been writing novels. He does a lot.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He does a lot. He's done Battletech, that RPG and Warhammer stuff, lots of that. If you look on Amazon, look him up. He's got a whole bunch of novels under his belt. So it's good to come back to that. Now, the biggest shocker of the whole thing is who's going to be writing Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman Rebirth number 1 will come out on June 8th with Greg Rucka doing the writing. And we fill Winslade on the Rebirth, and then twice a month it'll be Greg Rucka, Liam Sharp, and Nicholas Scott. And that's where the two stories come in. He said they're going to be doing one, would it be present time, and then the second story will be Wonder Woman Year 1 for the first arcs. So that should be interesting.
Yep, I'm down with that book. I'm down with Titans.
Okay, so in July we've got new Batgirl book starting out, and that'll be Hope Larson and Raphael Albuquerque.
That book is going to look beautiful.
Yeah, they got a picture of the cover there. They're going to take her out of
his stuff. His stuff is so good. It's
gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks good. I don't think I've ever heard of him, but. They're going to take her out of Burnside, and she's going to go, on a walk of the world to see all these different martial arts masters, I guess.
But it's still going to be the Burnside attitude.
It's still going to be advantage. The Burnside attitude, exactly right. And then your next one is they'll do Batgirl and the Birds of Prey Rebirth, number 1, July 20th. That one also, they don't have a – I think it's going to be monthly. But the writers are Julie Benson and Shauna Benson, and I didn't have any idea who they are, but apparently they're working on the WB show 100, which it has a pretty big cult following, and it's very female-driven. And the writer is going to be Claire Rowe, and they're going to it's going to bring back your mobster-driven huntress again, with back with Black Canary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The three of them.
Is it Rock and Roll Black Canary?
I believe it is, but she's not. Yeah, she's not doing the rock and roll anymore. They showed her character design, and she's got short shorts, fishnet stockings, leather jacket with a big Black Canary on the back of it. So, should be interesting. Yeah. So, okay, now they didn't. All right, I'm skipping. Every time I click an image, it goes back, goes down two or three lines. Okay, so now we've got the next book coming up.
Howard and the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, which will be good. And it's got Ethan Van Sciver doing the art, which that's what he should be doing, in my opinion. like you said, he's not maybe the best guy in the world, but he is definitely a great artist, I think. Sinestro's coming back, apparently.
He hasn't gone anywhere. He had his own book for the last...
Yeah, I know. So the one shot will be July 13th, and it'll be twice a month starting July 27th. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, number one. Ethan Van Sciver and Rafa Sandoval. Never heard of him. But apparently the main... I didn't know Sinestro's daughter became a Yellow Lantern. I never did read to Sinestro that much. But apparently Red Lanterns is going to be... Oh, no, that's in the Green Lanterns book. The Red Lanterns are going to be the main bad guy in that.
Last I saw... No, he's back to being Green Lantern. I was going to say Guy Gardner was Red Lantern, but he went back to green again. So.
Well, he was both in that... series that Cullen Bunn wrote. I haven't read the one after that, the 6-issue series after that, but for a short amount of time he had one ring on each hand, which was interesting.
Okay,
because they went back in time, you see. All right, anyway, that was a pretty good series, I thought. Now this one they've got on here, July 20th, the Hellblazer Rebirth number one. There was absolutely zero mention of this in the press conference. So, not sure why. What was up with that? They did most of the ones that they had talent for is what they talked about, and then they did what they called a lightning round and did quick elevator type pitches for some of these, and we'll get to that. So now we've got Justice League Rebirth number one, comes out July 6th. That'd be the one shot. Brian Hitch with Tony Daniel and Fernando Passarin. They will be working on the main title, Justice League, which will start July 20th with Brian Hitch and Tony Daniel and Fernando Passarin, which I just said. Anyway. And then here we go, Nightwing Rebirth number one. With. Ooh. Yes, Nightwing in black and blue, and Tim Seeley is going to be writing that. Jave Fernandez and Marcus Toe will be on it, and it'll be twice a month as well. Now, they talked a little bit about this thing. Nightwing comes into, and I can't remember the character's name, but he runs into some guy that's supposed to be better than Batman. That's the first... that's the word I'm looking for. The first arc's title, and he gets some training from him, I guess. I'm not sure, but anyway, that's, you know, everybody went ooh when they said that. So then we have Red Hood and the Outlaws. I guess that's coming back. The Rebirth number one will be July 27th. No, I didn't see any news on if I think most of the main books are going to be twice a month. But anyway, Scott Lobdell and Dexter Soy didn't really say who was in it again. More than likely to be Starfire at the very least. Arsenal's
well,
going to be.
She's in Teen Titans.
Yeah.
She's in Teen Titans.
Oh, okay. And this one's just way out there. It doesn't really have anything. This is a completely new concept. The next one, the Superman, Super Dash Man. And it has something to do with Chinese culture. And he gets this guy gets Superman's powers, this Japanese guy, and yada, 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 yada. I don't know. It was interesting. The guy.
Gene Yang is a big deal in the Asian American community for comic books. So maybe that's it.
It's Japanese, not Chinese. My bad.
Okay.
He pitched it, and it sounded interesting. So anyway, like I said, you really should watch that. You kind of get the vibe from it. Okay, so you got Titans number one, starts July 27th. It's going to be monthly, and I think that's because Dan's writing two books. Dan Abnett and Brett Booth in that, and the art looks really good. You look at the art, you got looks like that Goliath guy that was in the – which he may be a bad guy, but he's in the background. Looks like, you know, the one from the Fatal Five. Looks like you got Donna.
Fearsome Five.
Yes, sorry.
It's not Goliath. It's
Mammoth.
That's it. He's in the background. I don't know if he's a bad guy or not, but it looks like you got Aqualad, or I don't know what they're going to call him. Somebody in some kind of green outfit looks like a ninja. I don't have any idea who that could be. Really don't. But they're supposed to be friends. That's the big thing about this. You got Arsenal, and yeah. So I have no idea. I don't know who that's supposed to be. I guess we'll find out when Titans Hunt continues. Let's see.
Okay. Maybe they finally de-wimpified Lilith.
Yeah, maybe.
She put on a skull mask and.
So what we got?
If nothing else. The Titans are going to look sexy when Brett Booth draws them.
Yeah, woof. That's true. August, date to be determined. You got Scott Snyder. I guess Capullo took some time off. He wanted some time off. I think their last issue together is Batman number 50. But, so now we got All-Star Batman. This is kind of, I believe this is going to be an anthology type title, and the way Scott Snyder pitched it, he's just going to write stories and have artists, different artists come in to do the art. The first one.
Like Legends of the Dark Knight.
Yeah, the first arc is going to be with John Romita Jr., and the cover looks awesome.
And then Jock. Jock and Snyder together. Yeah.
Jock and Sean Murphy. That's
so hard.
Okay, Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, that'll start up in August 24th. That will be monthly. Now, this is another good surprise. Blue Beetle Rebirth, number one. Keith Giffen and Scott Collins. And guess who? Okay, so they're bringing back Jaime Reyes. And guess who his mentor is going to be?
Me.
No. Ted Kord.
Wrong again.
They're bringing back Ted Kord.
That's good. I'm looking forward to this book.
Yeah, I am too.
Giffen did great with Jaime Reyes when he had his own series way back in Infinite Crisis days. I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, he does great things with Ted Kord, too. Like, he's got a good feel for that character's voice. And I go back and forth on Scott Collins' art. Every time, I liked it when he was on Flash. Like, I liked it. I liked his Flash stuff.
We talked about that. We did an episode without you, and we had mentioned that very same thing.
I still need to post that picture. I commissioned a piece by him, Murray.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I need to post. I was waiting until I framed it, but I got to post the scan. It's a really awesome.
It sounds
Splash page.
He does good stuff. Like, in my head, I think, ugh.
Yeah.
But then, like, I like his Flash stuff, and I liked his Robot Man stuff. And
he's really good on the Justice League 3001.
I don't like that stuff.
I really liked it myself.
I know, people do. And, you know, I will like it on Blue Beetle. I will like it.
Yeah, so it should be good. So far, I don't see a time when that comes out. So they're going to bring a Cyborg book out, which that book went bad quick, for me anyway. Cyborg Rebirth number one, and this guy named John Semper, which I guess apparently he worked on animation, Static Shock, and something else. I can't remember the name of it. Him and Daidio have known each other for a long time. He'll be working with Will Conrad and Paul Pelletier. Lots of L's and E's in there. I like his stuff. With Cyborg number one coming out, that'll come out on the 3rd of August. Cyborg number one will come out August 17th, twice a month. Now, this was a big shock to everybody. He wasn't actually there, but they're going to bring Deathstroke back with Deathstroke number one.
Deathstroke wasn't there? Wait a minute.
No, the artist and writer of this, but Christopher Priest is going to be writing Deathstroke twice a month, starting with the Rebirth number one August 10th and Deathstroke number one August 24th, with art by Carlo Pagulian, Igor Vitorino, and Felipe A. Wanatanabe.
So, yes. I've never gotten the appeal of Christopher Priest, but that's just me.
It was a big deal to them to get him.
Okay. He left under not great circumstances, if memory serves. But
DC or comics in general?
No, DC.
Okay, I don't remember. I don't even. I know I've probably read stuff he's written, but I don't.
He did the post crisis reboot of the Ray. That's the one thing I can point to specifically.
That was with Quesada, right?
Yeah, for a while. And I know he did some stuff for did he write Icon, I think?
Might have,
Some
of the other Milestone books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a Milestone guy.
Okay. Anyway, they're all excited about that. And then we got Harley Quinn twice a month, Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor. And that reminds me, it was kind of awkward for me anyway. They announced two exclusive contracts, and they're making a big deal about it, and all the other artists and writers are sitting there and they didn't get one. So it's like, but Amanda Connor has an exclusive contract with DC, and so does Scott Snyder. But not Jimmy Palmiotti. I thought that was interesting. But anyway,
he does a lot of indie stuff. So
yeah, Palmiotti and Amanda Connor, they'll be writing Harley Quinn, and they'll have Chad Harden and John Timms, which no idea who that is. They had they had more writers than anything else, but, let's see, the Hellblazer number one, which I still find odd. They did not mention this at all. That'll be starting in August, August 3rd. This should be interesting. Suicide Squad Rebirth number one, August date to be determined. Rob Williams. I don't remember what he did, but the monthly, twice a month book is going to be done by Jim Lee and Philip Tan. We'll see how long that goes. Philip Tan's
one storyline.
Yeah, exactly.
Philip Tan is consistent. I don't know about Jim twice Lee. A month consistent, but yeah, well.
Now I'm talking about Lee. But the fact that it's going to come out in August sometime, I'll tell you something.
Twice a year Lee.
Yeah. Red Hood and the Outlaws will start August 24th with Scott Lobdell and Dexter Soy.
What is the release? Hold on, back up. What's the release for Suicide Squad, the movie?
I don't know, but probably around. I think it might be that about that time frame. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Red Hood and the Outlaws. Okay. And we got Supergirl Rebirth. They're going to try to bring her to her roots, sorta. You got Steve Orlando and Brian Ching and Manuela Lupacino, and it's art.
August 5th.
Yeah, August, okay, August 5th, okay. So probably, yeah, right around the time the movie comes out. August 17th, the one-shot for the Rebirth. They're going to make her, I don't know, it looked kind of almost cartoony in some of the art, and the others look a little bit more serious. So I think they're going to do maybe a Burnside, Batgirl Burnside spin to it. And maybe
like the show. Like
yeah,
the
they're going to make it closer to the show, obviously. I haven't read Supergirl in so long, I wouldn't have any idea. And
do you watch either? Do you watch the show? I don't.
So. I've got it all recorded. I just haven't watched it all yet. We finally got caught up on The Flash, me and the kids. and we're going to start on the DC and Supergirl. The kids got impatient. A couple of the kids got impatient and started watching it. You know, which doesn't really matter to me. They all got on this. They just can't watch it without me, and we're all so busy. So,
stopped watching it a couple weeks ago, but I mean, I watched not The Flash, the Supergirl.
Oh, okay, yeah. Apparently.
Are you gonna what? You're gonna do what? You're gonna.
I'm gonna watch it tomorrow. Them? Absolutely, I'm gonna catch the crossover.
But yeah,
is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, that's one of the CBS shows that have not been renewed yet.
Yeah, it will be, though.
Probably so. Arrow and Flash and DC Legends tomorrow all get another season. I know that.
Ugh. There's a boring show.
What, DC? Legends of Tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, well, I haven't watched any yet.
Like, it's not like edge of your seat stuff, but I like it.
Well, you know. Okay. Something to watch with the kids. That's all. I'm good.
I think we can agree to disagree on that one.
Okay. So, August 10th, they're going to put out something called Superwoman. And there's just a very light sketch there. Not sure where that's coming from. But
coming from Phil Jimenez.
Phil Jimenez and writing and art. And also Emanuela Lupacino will be doing that. That'll be a monthly book. And they're going to have a book called Trinity Rebirth Number 1, August 10th. Francis Manipal and Francis Manipal writing and art, and Clay Mann helping with the art duties.
Yeah, I get that book and the Superwoman book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really liked Francis Manipal initially, his run on The Flash, but it really petered out.
Yes, it did. I haven't read.
It's almost like you got bored.
Yeah, then him and Bucatello worked on Detective for a while.
And that was one wordy ass book. You thought that early issues of Action or Superman that George Perez did were wordy? Oh my God, it was Detective full of words.
See, I bought the first issue of it after the sampler and never did read it.
Well, it's more than a bathroom break read. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Okay, September, Batman Beyond Rebirth number 1, and the very first thing they said about it is Terry McGinnis is back. So we've got Bernard Chang and Ryan Sook. That'll be awesome. Looking forward to it. Jurgens has done a great job on the current Batman Beyond book. September 28th.
And Bernard Chang on the art, I'll have to look at it.
That's one of my favorite characters. I love Batman Beyond. I didn't like what they did with Terry, though. But I've still been
killing him.
Yeah, yeah. That was a mistake. I'm sure if you asked them, they probably say the same thing. So let's see. Blue Beetle number 1 starts up in September on the 28th. It'll be monthly. Keith Giffen and Scott Collins. We already talked about that. Now, Justice League of America. September 14th, twice a month, they wouldn't show anything. They wouldn't tell who's doing it or who's writing. They just showed the logo, and it's the same one that's on the Brian Hitch book right now. And that might just be because they didn't have anything else ready, but they absolutely zero information about that book. They didn't go into much detail, but Super Sons number 1... they come out monthly. It's going to be Superman's son and Batman's son. And I don't know how it's all going to shake out, but that Superman's son is going to be the one from... Because sometime soon, if it hasn't happened already in the comics, the post-crisis Superman is going to meet the new 52 Superman, which I don't even know what the deal is with that going to be. But that's who that kid is. A super kid. That should be.
He's the son of that version of Superman and Lois Lane who've been hanging out.
Yeah.
Doing super secret work and getting super secret pregnant. They were. Mm-hmm.
That is correct. That should be interesting.
But I'll tell you, as an aside, mm-hmm. one of my favorite runs of World's Finest back when I was a kid was those quote unquote imaginary Super Son stories with the son of Batman and the son of Superman. I thought those were so cool.
With Dick Dillon?
Was that who did it? I don't even know. I just know that
they've got a trade.
I have very fond memories.
They have a trade of it. I've got it.
Yeah, I got it too. It's fun.
I haven't looked. It's fun reading. I used to read that too. It was awesome.
Grab that trade.
Okay, so wait a minute. Teen Titans Rebirth is going to come out after the Teen Titans book. No.
The other one was Titans.
That's right. My bad. I'm reading it wrong. So Supergirl number one come out in September. Steve Orlando and Brian Ching, and you can kind of look at the cover there, what the look of it's going to be, and basically, which I think they already did in Supergirl during that villain month. Cyborg Superman is back, but she finds out that's her father. They kind of went into detail.
I think she already knows.
Yeah, well, they're.
I think
they're,
that's old news.
Yeah, they're going back to that and that storyline, and you know, he's like, "Hey, I'm bringing Krypton back," and she goes back, and is this really what she wants? Yada 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 yada. And yeah, I don't know. I'll read it. I'm going to read all of them. Teen Titans Rebirth number one. September 21st, one shot Ben Percy and John Boy Myers, and this was in the lightning round. And you looks like you got Raven, Starfire, the new Wally West, Kid Flash, and Changeling. But basically, how John's described it is this is Damian Wayne wanting to run the Teen Titans, and nobody else wants him to. So it's pretty much them against him. That's kind of how he put it.
They did that for a little while. I can't remember when, but he kind of horned himself way into the Titans for a while.
I remember that.
And then went one thing.
I think it was when Nicola Scott was doing the art, mm-hmm. maybe.
Okay. Seems like it. And they said more than a couple of times when they talked about this how the Titans and the Teen Titans are very important to them. So that should be interesting if they actually didn't. They didn't have the people that were doing the book there. That was like at the end. So, the same thing with Trinity. Trinity number one, September 21st.
Books don't come out for six freaking months. I think they've got time.
Yeah, monthly. Francis Manapal and Clay Mann. In October, to be determined, Batman Beyond number one with Dan Jurgens and Bernard Chang. And Teen Titans number one, monthly, also in October, Ben Percy and John Boy Myers. So there you go.
So what we're lacking here is we're lacking some of those ones that John said are very important. Oh, and you know what else we're lacking? We're lacking Jeff Johns.
Yeah, he's only writing, kind of sort of writing one. I don't remember which one it was.
One Rebirth. He's not even writing the monthly of that book.
Yeah,
the Rebirth issue.
He's too busy doing stuff. He's a lot involved a lot with the Flash TV show. I see him on there almost every episode. And like there's one recently he actually wrote the entire thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go over – all right, thoughts on all that before I continue with the other regurgitating of info. What do you think – what are your thoughts?
Optimism?
I'm excited.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll tell you, I watched the whole entire – I think it was 2 hours. Might not have been. I watched the whole entire press conference, and I was excited after. Excited and got that feeling that DC is going to be great again. So, you know, you might give it a shot. Maybe you'll have that same optimism. I know this is another relaunch of titles and all that other stuff, but they made it very I would consider it an apology almost. The opening, the way Didio and Lee talked, how they forgot about the fans. I don't remember the wording, but that's basically what they said, that they're trying to get back to the fans. All the movie and the merchandising is great, and kind of gave the impressions like, you know, but we got away from what the what makes the comics good, and we're trying to get back to that, you know. It seemed like to me they apologized. And, you know, Diane Nelson was in the audience, too. They mentioned that. Okay, so let's – you guys still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I didn't know because I heard a bunch of crap and then you guys were silent. Okay.
I'm optimistic. I'm glad, just like with Marvel. I'm like I said earlier, you know, like Marvel, they're not throwing out anything. They're simply saying, okay, this is what worked before. This is what worked with the new stuff. Now we're going to make an amalgam of the two. And I imagine that if they can avoid pissing off creators,
yes,
if they can avoid that, that their sales will reflect that.
You know, there was a lot of talk back and forth from the creators, and there was two wonderful jokes about Didio, about how a couple of the creators had made one of them made a comment how great it was to be all around all these great creators and Dan Didio, and you too, Dan, and things like that, which I thought were pretty funny. He didn't laugh very much, but
you know what? He did some really good writing before the reboot, and I may not have thought that Forever People was the best comic book on the planet, or, you know, I know that Murray, you especially liked OMAC, but
yeah, I liked OMAC too. Did.
Okay. I liked his stuff when he was on Outsiders way back before the
before New 52. So. I hated that so bad, but that's just me.
Are you excited about this, Murray? Are you on the edge of your seat?
Nah. I'll pick up some stuff.
Dude, but watch the press conference. I think you'll change your mind.
Make it a class project, Murray.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. First thing they say is the first question that was answered, John said specifically that there is a larger story to tell about the Legion of Superheroes, and we mentioned that. And I think somebody I'll have to look up. I'm sure there's another one of these news sites that probably got some different answers in here, but apparently, yeah, larger story, which I'm sure they're going to bring back some of the Legion stuff. Oh, pardon me. I'm out of caffeine, so I'm having trouble. Didio spoke about the difficulty of finding creative teams that could commit to the larger concept of Rebirth while also maintaining a level of quality. That was at 1350. Next comment. They built teams that could commit to longer stories, not just a single arc. John's talked about getting editors involved in the creative process and allowing creators to let their stories breathe. That's the direct quote. Also, I'll mention that John's brought it up several times how they talked in the writer's room. So it sounds like at least some of these, they're running like a TV show where they have a bunch of writers come in into a room, one room together, and discuss the stuff.
That's what Marvel does. Marvel has their summits every year. Again, they're going with the Marvel model.
Yeah, it's as simple like as that. Dario said at DC that DC noticed the quote disconnect unquote with the new 52 before even readers and fans. I think that's bullshit, but whatever. Saying that they realized the quote core and the heart of the characters was missing.
And the sales and the paychecks.
Exactly.
And the
he talked about getting feedback both from fans and talent. I think that is such bullshit that they – then why did they go that long then like that? I mean, the DCU
You know what? In their defense, they actually didn't. I mean, they canceled some titles. They kept throwing stuff against the wall to see if it would stick. And, I mean, they kept obviously Batman going and Superman and stuff, but –
Batman
they tried
was actually good.
Teams. Yeah, but I mean, their defense, they gave it a shot. They put out books like Dial H, just as a wonky example.
Yeah, yeah.
To see what would happen. a failed experiment, but it was an experiment.
Okay.
This new Legends of Tomorrow book again.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they put it out, given that they're not going to be continuing it apparently. But
well, I think it was something to.
Well, we don't know that they're not going to continue it because it's like at least 6 issues, right? So it's going to be.
It's also $8 freaking.
It'll be running through. Yeah, but it's $8 for 4 books.
True.
It's like a great deal.
Yeah,
you get 4 20-page stories.
Is that how much was in it? Okay, I didn't realize it was that.
Yeah.
It was good, though. I liked it.
It's a good deal.
Let's see. He said he talked about getting feedback from both from fans and talent, and a DC has to be, quote, true to who their characters are, unquote, at the core. Nadia said Rebirth is a, quote, perfect way to start, unquote, considering the core of those characters and correcting the course. If that's a corporate phrase, if I ever heard one. Lee had said, quote, the new 52 was the right instinct, unquote, but the, quote, blank slate, unquote, was a mistake, see, that not everyone had the right direction for the characters. Okay, I like that. Oh, whoa, what the hell? It just changed on me.
That's Rebirth. It's rebirthing. It's rebirthing right in front of you.
Yeah. Let's see. It says blah, 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 blah. What happened? it like refreshed on me. And I don't remember where I was. Okay, here we go. Yeah, okay. Making sure that everyone was on the same page but had a unique voice was imperative to Rebirth, saying that they should that should have happened in the New 52. Dadio has said Rebirth is DC, and I quote, getting back on track. He said he also realized things were really off the rails at New York Comic Con in October when not a single person asked a question about DC stories. He said that they did a panel with major talent and half the crowd left when they opened the floor to questions. There was a loss of connection that was palpable. John said that the and I quote, story is the most important aspect of comics. Duh. Let's see.
Apparently none of their movies, I've heard.
Yeah, well, dude, Batman vs. Superman was good. I don't care what anybody says.
I haven't seen it.
It's good. I mean, it's not perfect, but I do have to say I had a hard time seeing, and just because I've seen Affleck in so much stuff, I had a hard time seeing him as Batman until they actually showed him in combat, and then I believed it.
Okay. I derailed this. Apologies.
No, that's fine. Let's see. John's talked about bringing Ted Kord back, saying that, and I quote, every single book is a rebirth. Another quote, it's looking at every single thing we love about Blue Beetle and deciding which parts of it that we want to use. Okay, see, that's a good thing. There's a scene in DC Rebirth where Ted Kord takes Jaime on a on as a pupil in a chapter called Legacy. That should be cool.
And that's the 8-page giant or whatever that is. It's coming out at the beginning of all this.
Yeah.
Okay. In May.
Yeah. John stressed that they are not going backwards. They're incorporating things that were lost into the present. I like that. Like it's just like you said. Superman number 52, DC Rebirth, and Justice League number 50 will set the stage for the DC Universe moving forward. And they also said, remember in that, I don't know if you guys read Darkseid War? And Batman
that's
sat...
That's still going, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Batman sat in a Mobius chair, and asked, he tested it, who killed my parents, and it said Joe Chill, and he says, what's the Joker's name? And then it's like, well, that's impossible. Apparently they're going to actually tell us what his name is.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah. Let's see. John said the most fun of Rebirth is getting everyone together to forge the new direction for the line. Lee said even the biggest names have, and then I quote, one character that will entice them into the fold. And that's pretty much it.
All right. We got 2 months to mull this over, and 2 months as they leak news out to us. for this at all.
I think Rucka being back says something.
Well, he didn't leave on bad terms. He left because he told his story, right?
Well, I don't know.
I feel like he was. I don't know, giving out interviews at the time, or I just got the feeling it wasn't totally amicable, his leaving when he left. I can't remember what. I got the feeling like he was not happy with the direction of DC at one point, and I don't know. I'm glad he's back. I mean, I thought his Wonder Woman run was, I think it was good.
See, I never read that.
I'm disappointed that they didn't get Bernard Chang back with him, but that's okay. I mean, it's a that would have been very neat. The band back together.
Yeah, some of the covers are pretty cool though. I'm really surprised that they didn't say anything about Hellblazer at all during the press conference. But yeah, Teen Titans, it all looks good. The Super Sons looks good. I'm excited. I'm actually excited about it.
I'm excited about the Hanna-Barbera reboot.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
I think some of those look cool. Yeah, those are starting soon, aren't they?
Yes.
Aren't they starting like March? Like now? March is almost over.
There's a thing about it somewhere. I saw a deal about
that. Johnny Quest that. Future Quest, whatever it's called.
Yes, that looks good, doesn't it?
It's got Frankenstein Jr. in it. How could it be bad?
Oh, yeah, Frankenstein Jr. That's awesome. So, we've gone over an hour now.
I'm not excited, but I'm
optimistic.
Optimistic. Thank you. That's exactly the word I was going to say again. I was optimistic. I feel like, yes, we, as much as I enjoy some of the books that came out of New 52, we did, as fans, get burned in a way.
Yes.
It will be.
Well, my number one thing that I had the most problem with was changing Nightwing's costume to red, and they fixed that. So that was the first, once I heard that, I mean, it was great. And then some of the other stuff they said, I just got a great idea. I mean, it just feels great to me. A lot of good stuff showing up here. I like the whole concept of Batman and Batwoman training people. I like that idea.
Yeah, there's some interesting twists. I thought they were going to call that detectives. I thought I'd read that somewhere, but...
I hadn't heard that. Hmm. Yeah, they redesigned Superman's costume a little bit again. It actually looks more like the movie version. I'm looking at it here.
It looks idiotic. I think it looks totally more. It's stupid.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I don't think that. I'm kidding. I'm just being. I'm being a snark. I swear to God. I'm being troll. I no opinion.
Mm-hmm. And see, that even looks even more different. That picture, whatever that's supposed to be from. I'm looking at a gallery on Newsarama. But yeah, I think it'll be good.
Well, Wonder Woman. My guess is we'll get a chance to talk about this more.
I have a feeling, yes. As more things come out. So,
bless you.
What else? Anything? Any other thoughts, people?
Nah, I figure I got no other thoughts.
I still don't believe $2.99 is going to last a year for some of these books, but
it totally will.
I think
they're going back to holding that line.
I think it will because I think they realize that cheap people buy more comics at $2.99, and you buy two comics at $5 is not as good as six or seven comics at $2.99, especially since some of them are twice a month. You got to factor that into it.
If they're smart, they'll lower the price of the digital comics as well. But they won't.
I think that should have been done a long time ago, but I doubt that'll happen.
Yes. All right.
So, so that's what we got. I don't understand why they got a Deathstroke book, though. Just don't understand that.
Because he's a popular character on
Green on Arrow. He escaped from prison a while back. So, all right, let's get back. Let's wrap it up. Let's see. As always, you can send us an email at.
Enthusiasm, Chris. Come on, Chris.
No. I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy about it. I'm excited about reading comics again. I hope that it stays that way. The Batman's the one I'm the most concerned about. Because that's been such a great book. But anyway, we'll see how that ends up. Anyway, yes, podcast at talesfromlongbox.com. Let us know what you think. Are you okay there?
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. And you can also join us on the Facebook page. I know... I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Evan
was excited.
Evan is wetting himself over this, yes.
Yes, he is. I think it's great. Facebook, or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. And we are out.